My name is Georgina. I am 53 years old. Today is August 16, and I'm speaking with Alvaros. Who is my son? We are recording this interview in Mesa, Arizona.
Okay, I think one of the first questions that I wanted to ask was, what was the transition like from Nicaraguan customs compared to United States?
Well, first of all, it was a hard transition because the language barriers and the lifestyles is different from Nicaragua and here in the United States. And the food, the language, places.
Mm-hmm. And did you have high hopes when you moved here? Like, could you describe some of the goals that you had set for yourself here, like raising a family, stuff like that?
Yes, our first goal was to come here and give my kids a good education. I have a romantic dream. I would like to have my own dance studio because I was a dancer in my country, but it was so hard to make it through because it's, first of all, you need to have money and then speak the language and, you know everything about the laws and business. And that was one of my dream. But the main purpose was to come here and adapt to the country and give my kids a good education.
Were you scared of anything that would come as a result of moving here? Were you scared of judgment? Were you scared of anything?
Yes, the only thing that scares to me was if people see me different, like because I am a Latina, and my color skin, and my my language when I speak, but I adapt very well. I'm not an expert in English, but I try and I figure out how to improve my English and adapt to the society. But I was scared about if they judge me as with my skin color and judge me because I'm not American a citizen or something like that. But I learned a lot about that.
And speaking of learning, did the hard work that you put in coming here, you obviously learned a lot of skills that you didn't know before in Nicaragua. How were you able to use those skills in your modern life from day to day that you learned as a result from transitioning over?
That is a good question, because Latino people doesn't have as many organization skills like people here in the United States. For example, I learned how to be organized in my life, in my job, how to be on time, because Latino people never show up sometimes. So I learned how to be on time. I learned how to have discipline. I learned how to be organized. Those are the main things I learned in the transition living here in the United States.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for having this interview with me.
You're welcome.